This case potentially opens a huge can of worms.
Michael Huff is an attorney with Grand Rapids-based law firm Micah Myers. He's also a member of the Sports Law Association.
We're going to see a lot of states who try to capture initial revenue that's available by legalizing sports gambling. Projections are saying anywhere between 20 to 30 states may legalize sports gambling within the next 5 years. Michigan's certainly toward the front end in terms of the states that may be adopting some sort of regime. Each of the last two legislative sessions, we've had bills pending that would allow certain sports gambling within the state. So our legislature is ready to look at this issue and to potentially move fast and implement a regime that would allow sports gambling within the next couple of years. The challenge is there are so many stakeholders involved in these cases. You have the sports leagues who are concerned about revenue generation, protecting their intellectual property, and maintaining the integrity of their games. Obviously, in the state of Michigan, our casinos currently are run through compacts with Indian tribes. You need to make sure that those stakeholders remain satisfied. And then obviously, there's just the moral concern from groups that have an opposition to gambling. So there's going to be a lot of different financial interests and legal interests and moral interests to really try to get on board with a bill.
What do you see happening in the end as somebody who really sees this through a couple of different prisms?
I think Michigan will have some sort of regime that legalizes sports gambling in the next couple of years. The states that have the true advantage are going to be the early adopter states. So, for example, if Indiana or Illinois adopts some sort of regime prior to the point that Michigan does, in those states, you're going to have an infrastructure developed to support these sorts of activities, and it's going to be really difficult for Michigan to see a huge competitive advantage and for the state to generate sufficient revenues through some sort of legalized sports gambling. In some ways, it's potentially going to be very good for fan engagement. The professional sports leagues know that if more people are paying attention, they're going to drive more sponsorship revenue. The concern, obviously, is how do you keep fans engaged in the right way, and especially at a team level. If you're the Detroit Lions and you've struggled on the field for the last couple of years, is this going to affect your in-arena experience when you have tons of people coming, checking their cell phone, caring more about if their players are potentially winning them money than if the Lions are winning on the field? It's going to be a really interesting dynamic. It's going to be interesting to see how that develops in the next few years.
Attorney Michael Huff at Micah Myers, thank you so much.
Thank you.